U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski says unrest in the Middle East puts oil exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge back on the table. In a speech to the state legislature this morning, Murkowski said she expects the U.S. House will pass legislation to open the refuge this spring. She says she'll do everything she can to push the idea in the Senate. Murkowski also called on state lawmakers to give oil companies bigger tax breaks. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander reports.
Senator Murkowski's annual address to state lawmakers focused on oil and natural gas production.
We cannot take Alaska's future for granted.
Alaska's senior senator sided with Governor Sean Parnell, who has introduced legislation providing tax credits to oil companies larger than those now allowed by state law. Murkowski said the state's strong financial footing won't last long unless more oil begins to flow down the Trans-Alaska pipeline. North Slope production has been declining for years, and she says Alaskans don't fully appreciate the grave consequences.
Once that line is shut down, the law requires that that pipeline be dismantled and the right-of-way be remediated. You want to talk about a stranded resource. When that's taken down, it's over.
Oil revenue funds more than 85% of state government, but that won't be sustained without new production. Murkowski says she agrees with the governor that tax incentives would result in greater exploration, although she admits she has no proof of that from oil producers.
I think a compelling case can be made that it is more important for Alaska at this critical juncture to lay a foundation for sustained oil production than it is to maximize short-term oil revenues.
Parnell's tax breaks would reduce state revenues nearly $2 billion a year. But in hearings on the proposal, oil companies have said they can't guarantee they would spend their tax savings on Alaska investment. House Minority Leader Beth Kurtula says she bets Murkowski would have a lot of questions about Parnell's legislation if she were sitting in on the House hearings.
Think about what losing a third of our budget would be like. About every third school not being able to open, about every third road not being paved, about every third hospital not opening, you know, every third Pioneer home closing. It's a tremendous impact.
Murkowski is the ranking member of the U.S. Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. She says Alaska is no longer competing with other oil states, such as North Dakota, Texas, or Utah.
Texas is at 4.6%. Here in Alaska, we're at 25%.
That's five times higher. But Senate President Gary Stevens says he questions Murkowski's figures.
I think what she's doing is mixing apples and oranges. In Texas, when you pay money to the state to drill and find oil, you also pay money to the farmer and rancher that owns the land. In Alaska, you only pay it to Alaska because we not only own the land and the oil, but we also tax oil through the pipeline. So what you're doing is lumping everything together in Alaska, but not lumping it together in Texas.
Stevens says he has asked Legislative Finance to find the true comparison with Texas. Stevens and other Senate leaders say they want assurance from oil companies that they will spend their savings in Alaska if they get bigger tax breaks. Earlier this week, the governor chastised the Senate for delaying his bill, but Stevens says hearings will begin in March after it has moved in the House. Kurtula says House members have growing concerns about the legislation and want more facts before they can muster enough votes to move the bill this session. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.